You are listening to Dominic Moffat Presents, the voice of the student, live on Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed, I am back on Leeds Student Radio, and you're listening to Dominic Moffat Presents, the voice of the student, my brand new show. Dominique Alexander is gone, she's graduated. I'm going solo now. I could do this on my own. I'm used to it. Okay, right, coming up on today's show, I'll be giving you my very own news report, telling you the headlines that no one else is telling you, very similar to my last show with Dominique Alexander. Helen Nelson will be dropping in the studio later for an in-depth look into her past online, and I'll be playing songs from Fetty Wap, Macklemore, Bring Me the Horizon, and many, many, many more. But right now, on this lovely sunny day in Leeds, I think we need some Foals to kind of remind us that the summer is now over, and there's nothing we can do about it. You're listening to Dominic Moffat on Leeds Student Radio. Remember to stay tuned and tweet me at This Is LSR. Tell me what you think of the new show. Cheers. This is Give It All.
Give me something I haven't seen. Give me the red light turning green. Give me the words but not the page. Give me it all. Give me the way it could have been. Give me the ghost that's on the screen. Give me the way, but not the means. Give me it all. I called you up 3 times last night. Running through the streets, bloody from a fist fight. Keep you warm, keep you there, wanna keep you up. See you there, wanna see you.
Introduction, seeing as maybe some of my listeners may not have experienced Dominic Moffat before, I thought I would Little technical difficulty there. Sorry about that. That was Foles with Give It All from their latest album, What Went Down, which was released this year. Apparently, it's done very well. I haven't actually listened to it yet, but I really very much enjoy that song right there. So well done to the playlist team, which, by the way, haven't been getting a lot of credit this week because everyone's been playing their own music and they're not supposed to. Supposed to be playing playlist music, people. Come on. Let's get this sorted out. Anyway, moving on to what this show is about. This show is going to be kind of an odd one for me. I'm going to be experimenting a lot with radio here. I'm just going to be pushing the boundaries of what is acceptable, what is controversial right now. So, yeah, I just got a nod from Mo from outside. Cheers, Mo. Controversy is his thing. He's crazy. I'm not really allowed to let him on the air. We just do it kind of out of sympathy. So, yeah, I thought I'd do an odd thing now. I thought I'd actually do an interview of myself. I usually play interviews with other people, you know, names that spring to mind, the Kaiser Chiefs, Love and Atlantis, Unit 6, just some standard people, you know, no big deal really. But I thought I'd actually play an interview with myself here just as an introduction for you guys. So yeah, just have a little listen. Maybe it'll kind of get you familiar with who I am if you don't know me, or kind of remind you if you've forgotten over the summer who I am. Who is Dominic Moffat? Do you really know Dominic Moffat? These are the questions that are going to be answered right now, so enjoy. I thought, as a little introduction, seeing as maybe some of my listeners may not have experienced Dominic Moffat before, I thought I would play you a little interview that I did with myself as an introduction to me in order for you to understand what I'm like. So, hello, Dominic Moffat. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Hello.
So, how are you on this fine day?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing really well, actually. Yeah, it's going quite well, I think, today.
That's just about exactly how I feel right now as well. That's quite strange. Moving on to the first question. Tell us about the other projects that you have had at Leeds Student Radio, please.
Well, I started on LSR with a show called Don't Use the B Word, which I sort of started myself. It was kind of on a whim. And then I kind of moved on halfway through second year to a show called Dom and Dommer with someone else, another presenter on LSR. At the time, I was also doing The Beat, and that's fascinating and very dull. I thought you were kind of an interesting character. I've been told that by a lot of people.
Well, what can I say? Yep. So you used to do a show with someone else called Dom, which you found extremely amusing, and you thought amusing enough to put into a show name called Dom and Dommer, which I believe is a play on words from the film Dumb and Dumber. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, we kind of thought it was funny at the time.
It's just very immature.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's fine.
I heard the show wasn't very funny. If you could marry a member of Leeds Student Radio, past or present, who would you marry?
Who would I marry? Well, Dom, of course.
Which Dom? Does it matter? Well, I think that sums up today's interview. Please continue listening to Dominic Moffat Presents the Voice of the Student. My name is Dominic Moffat, and I've been interviewing Dominic Moffat.
Bye.
I think that basically sums up what the show is actually going to be about. It's very self-reflective, I think. If you just missed that interview, that was me interviewing myself for Leeds Student Radio, just to kind of give you a sense of what I'm like. I learned a lot from that interview. I learned that I can be very sarky. That was kind of the main thing. Also, I can be very boring. That was the other thing. So hopefully I can miss both of those personalities in the show and stay down the middle of the road. So yeah, right now we're going to be playing the latest song from Ellie Goulding. It's her latest single. It's called On My Mind. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dominic Moffat Presents the Voice of the Student.
You're listening to Dominic Moffat Presents the Voice of the Student. It's a little blurry how the whole thing started. I don't even really know what you intended. Thought that you were cute and you could make me jealous. Put it down, so I put it down. Next thing that I know, I'm in a hotel with you. You were talking deep like it was mad love to you. You wanted my heart, but I just liked your tattoos. Put it down, so I put it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth.
should have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about you. Shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
That was Ellie Goulding with her latest single and also her latest dig at Ed Sheeran. So yeah, enjoy that. Right now we've got a latest single from Half Moon Run. It's called Turn Your Love. You're listening to The Voice of the Student on Lee Student Radio. My name is Dominic Moffat. Stay tuned for everything coming up next and tweet me at This Is LSR.
Turn your love way up inside. Now we got that.
4, and you're listening to Dominic Moffat on Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed. This is Dominic Moffat presents the voice of the student on Leeds Student Radio, and you just heard Half Moon Run's latest single. And before that, you heard Ellie Goulding's single, On My Mind. Both absolutely fantastic tracks chosen by our playlist team at Leeds Student Radio here. You should give them more credit than they are, than they're given currently. Right now, I'm going to be moving on to my kind of main feature, which is my take on the news that you want to hear but you're not told about because of some kind of government conspiracy or something like that. I don't know. Let's move on.
This
is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Yeah, I stole the news bed because I wanted it to sound official. It's okay. Thanks, news team. Right, first news item of today. Everyone's favourite American TV programme featuring not one but two women with men's names is returning to Netflix. Yeah, Gilmore Girls. Everyone remembers Gilmore Girls. I don't care where you were or who you were in the noughties. You remember Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Girls will be making a return in the form of 4 90-minute films to Netflix, which means that the exploits of Rory and her mother, Rory, two men's names for two women, I don't really understand that, will be hitting your laptop screens with such amazing escapades as this.
Jess, is that you?
Oh, not Jess.
Jess, I'm pretty sure it's you, and I'm pretty sure you've been calling and not saying anything but want to say something.
The acting on this is just pulsating.
You're not going to talk?
That pause added a lot.
You didn't handle things right at all.
No, you didn't.
You could have talked to me. You could have told me that you were having trouble in school and weren't going to graduate and that
your dad had
been there, but you didn't. And you ended up not taking me to my prom and not coming to my graduation and leaving again without saying goodbye again. And that's fine. I get it, but that's it.
That isn't fine, is it? Pulsating stuff. You can expect that on Netflix very, very soon, and I told you about it, so yeah, you should be happy. In more interesting news, yesterday was Back to the Future Day, which is the 21st of October 2015, because that is the date that Marty and Doc travel to in the second Back to the Future film. So everyone was talking about the fact that we don't have hoverboards, and you know, we don't have, you know, stuff like that, self-tying trainers, although they have been made just because of the film. But no one really talks about the fact that we still don't have a living wage. That was quite an interesting one. So, yeah, I personally just want to go back to 1985 so that I can relive everything that is put out in Bowling for Soup's song. Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie and everything amazing about 1985. See, that's an amazing song. Great song, terrible artist, fantastic time in the year. And our last news story, in other news, the Chinese Communist Party has banned all 88 million of its members, which constitutes the entire country, from joining golf clubs. That's it. Golf clubs. You are not allowed to be a member of a golf club if you are in China from now on. I don't know if that actually stops you from playing golf. That would be quite an interesting thing to look at, but you are no longer allowed to be part of a golf club. Interestingly enough, the party also bans the abuse of power, which is ironic because all of China's power is locked away in their chairman's wallet. Yeah. Democracy. Right now, we've got another song that was chosen by Democracy, the Democratic Party that is the music team. This is on the playlist. I put it on there and I fought for it. This is Bring Me the Horizon with True Friends. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Dominic Moffat, presents The Voice of the Student. And you just listen to the news, mate.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front. Things work out, such a bitter irony, like a kick right to the teeth.
I'm
That was Bring Me the Horizon with True Friends, and you're listening to The Voice of the Student on Leeds Student Radio.
All right, here's my question. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search
Leeds Student Radio
on Facebook.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to me, Dominic Moffat, on The Voice of the Student on LSR. It's a lovely sunny day today in Leeds. It's very uncharacteristic for the north. Do you know what? I love it, how the fact that whenever a radio presenter doesn't know what to say, it just goes straight to the weather in Britain. That's it. Weather. That's the moral foundation of Great Britain, isn't it? Weather. Whether it's nice, whether it's horrible, whether it's rainy, whether it's sunny, whether we can complain about it or not. We always talk about the weather. It's just a thought. Just a thought. Just a thought. A few psychologists out there, maybe you can sort of think about it. Anyway, tonight, I'm going on an Otley run. We all love Otley runs, don't we? It's a season for Otley runs, really, isn't it? You know, pre-Christmas, not really close to exams, not really close to essays. Societies are just sort of picking up speed. You got to go on an Otley run. You got to unify everyone through drink. Another moral foundation for the British culture. So yeah, tonight I'm going to be going on Leeds Student Radio's very own Otley Run, which is a March of the Penguins theme. It's very good, very well crafted by Helena and her minions. It's got loads of rules in it. You know, you can be the head of the penguins. You can be an emperor penguin. It's all great. You get to look after eggs and stuff. But I would thought I'd share with you guys what springs to mind with me when I think first about an Otley Run. When I first kind of hear the word Otley Run, and you get over that initial excitement of getting to drink again and having an excuse to do so, I thought I'd sort of amalgamate a little skit of what I hear in my head when I hear Otley Run. So yeah, just have a little listen of this. This is basically everything that you will hear on an Otley Run. Also, make sure you tweet me at This Is LSR. Tell me what you are doing with your Thursday night. Are you going to go on the Otley Run? Are you going to go out? Tweet me at This Is LSR. Things that you always hear on an Otley Run. What's the next pub? Where's the Ark? Where's Eldon? Does it finish at the uni? Does it finish at the uni?
Go to the next pub!
Does it finish at the uni? Does it finish at the uni? Where's the next pub? Oh, I like your costume, mate. Oh my god, your costume is so nice. I really like that. Didn't put much effort in, did ya?
Down it, down it, down it. Oh.
Oh, he's been sick on my shoe. Where's the next pub? Where's the Eldon? Oh, he's been sick on my costume. Oh my god, he's been sick in my hair. Do we have to go all the way to Dry Dock? What's the theme again? Do you want a shot? Should we get shots? Should we have a shot? Do you want a shot, mate? Where's the next pub? Where's the Ark? Where's the pack horse? Do we have to go to Terrace and to Old Bar? Where's the next pub? Oh my god, I'm not going to be able to get up for my 9 o'clock tomorrow. Should we have a shot, mate? Go on, let's have a shot. Who's already gone home? Who's gone home? Did Hannah go home? Who's gone home? Should we go to Zolfi's?
Should we go to Zolfi's? Should we go to Crispy's? Did Ben go home?
Should we go out after this?
Do you want to go to Prism? Do you want to go to Prism?
Oh, I'm going home now.
Should we go to Mahmood's? Should we go to Flames? Let's go to Quids Inn. We're going to the next pub. Come on, everyone.
Yep, that was a little taster of the inside of my head. And if you don't think I'm absolutely mental by now, then you'd be right, because that's very sane. That is basically everything you hear on an Otley Run. Everyone wants to know when the next pub is. And that's about it, because the Otley Run is ridiculously complicated. So that is what I've got to look forward to tonight. Make sure you tweet me at This Is LSR. Tell me what you've got to look forward to tonight, even if it's just revision, sitting in, crying to your mum about your overdraft, whatever. Tell me about it. Talk to me. Maybe I can help. Right now, we've got Macklemore's latest single with his pal Ryan Lewis. This is called Downtown. Make sure you stay tuned. I've got Heather Nelson. I've got loads of more tunes. I've got to talk about The Apprentice. It's all coming up. It's all going to be great. You're listening to Lee Student Radio. This is Dominic Moffat with Dominic Moffat Presents the Voice of the Student.
I went to the moped store with shoppers. The salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chrome down mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley. Tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill. And all we need is two good wheels. Got cash in the tank, cash in the bank. And a bad little mama with dirt on my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick cash, snuck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband. Dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Pass the heartbeat, dookie on the Ducati. Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman, go. Man, everybody got Bugattis. But I'ma keep a hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack and cop a Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody. Hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my cajon is almost dragging on the concrete. My seat is leather. Our bottom line is pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need an Uber. You don't need a cab. Forget a bus pass. You got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair. Very rare. Mom jeans on her derriere. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place. Throwing fish to a player.
Downtown.
Me, the M, the A, C, the K. Sounded like a French pimp bump back in the day. I take her to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, Ollie Ollie oxen free. I'm perusing down forth and they watching me. I do a headstand, an eagle lands on my seat. Well, hello, but baby, the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not want to ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you. Give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view. Wonderful view. There's layers to this ish player. Tiramisu, tiramisu. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tearing my suit. Tearing my suit.
Downtown.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to Dominic Moffat Presents the Voice of the Student on Leeds Student Radio, and you just listened to Macklemore's latest single, Downtown. What is that guy's obsession with buying stuff, is what I want to know first. All of his massive singles just seem to be about him splashing cash, whether it's on secondhand clothes or secondhand bikes. That just seems to be his thing. But, you know, whatever floats your boat. Right now, we're going to be moving on to my favourite feature. This is one I've actually been looking forward to the entire day. I watched the latest episode of The Apprentice this morning. I thought, you know what? Why don't I talk about The Apprentice? It is my biggest guilty pleasure ever. I feel almost ashamed that I watch it so avidly. I'm into it so much. But you know what? I'm going to share that shame with the rest of the world and say that I love The Apprentice. And I'm going to talk about it every week. So here goes. My favourite theme music ever. Oh yes, very majestic. I love it. Yes, series 11 of The Apprentice has just hit our screens. It's my favourite time doing radio, actually. Not just because I get to do radio, but because my radio show starts around the same time that The Apprentice starts. It's almost meant to be. It's meant to be for me to cover it every week just to talk about it. We've missed a little bit, you know, we were on episode 3, but, you know, who cares about the first two? Because those are always the ones where they cut out people that are either boring or not very good. And really, let's be honest, the whole of The Apprentice is just about interesting people. It's not about people that are actually good at business. That's what I love about it. It's one thing I can't get around reality TV is they never actually pick people who are talented. It is just a big ruse to get good TV. And it takes a long time for listeners and watchers to actually realise that. It's like with The X Factor. Suddenly someone, after watching The X Factor 10 years, goes, hang on. No one's actually talented on this. It's just good TV. And then they actually stop being interested. That's why the viewing figures are going down. Take notice, Simon Cowell. I know what it's about. I know what you're doing. Anyway, so far it's been a very interesting ride. We had the task last night where they have to go and find certain items. They have to go and haggle and buy certain items. Very interesting things happened. You know, they spent too much money, too little money. The usual. But I thought, why don't we take it back to the very start, where they open these kind of sort of weird audition tapes for all the candidates, and they kind of go through these kind of self-made audition tapes that these guys have actually given in to the BBC to be on the show. These things are absolute gold. Like, honestly, I just want to talk about them all day. I could talk about them for hours. I could go through every candidate, but I thought, select the two best ones. I thought the two that were very funny, the most pompous ones. So right now we're going to be listening to this guy called Joseph Vellante, which is a pretentious name in itself. I don't think that's his fault, but I cannot get over the fact that I think it is a stage name and that he's given it to himself. So, yeah, this is Joseph Vellante. Honestly, this is probably one of my favourite pieces of TV ever. Like, ever. Beyond anything else, that is genuinely one of my favourite pieces of TV ever.
Good afternoon, my name's Joey, and I'm the definition of success.
I'll just stop it there. The definition of success. So that's a great start. We'll move on.
I imagine myself being a billionaire because if Richard Branson can do it, Donald Trump can do it, if the guy from Facebook can do it, I can do it.
I imagine myself being a billionaire because if all these extremely smart people can do it, so can I. That is his logic. By that logic, I can also be David Beckham. I can be a flightless bird. I can be a bird that can fly. That is the logic this guy is going on. Because other people have done it, so can I. We'll move on. We're only 30 seconds in. This is already absolutely fantastic.
They've got nothing special about them that I don't possess. Everybody's human beings. It's just the choices that they've made.
Everybody's human beings. I like the use of grammar in most of this. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm particularly perfect, but if you're submitting a video that you can edit yourself, why wouldn't you just do it again? We're all human beings. Yeah. That's actually what he said. Also, they possess nothing else that I don't. I very highly doubt that people like Richard Branson and Donald Trump possess something that you don't have. Like, they probably do have something that you don't have in the fact that they are very much smarter than you, because they wouldn't go on The Apprentice. So we'll move on. Joseph, tell us the rest of your sort of audition tape, Mr. Vellante.
And the ways they've gone in business. And I think I'm on the right path and doing the right things to follow in their footsteps. I work 16 to 20 hours every single day.
Mate, try being a history student.
I make a lot of money in a very short space of time. I'll diversify to any situation.
No, I'll just stop you there. Diversify is a word I'm going to be looking up in the dictionary in a minute. So we'll just stick a pin in that moment and we'll move on to the last 15 seconds.
Any problem that comes along, I'll be able to solve it and I will beat anybody that comes in front of me. My motto is, remember the words, one day you will die. And let that strike fear from your mind and empower you to achieve all that you can be.
Slightly morbid end there, Joseph. Thank you very much. I've just looked up diversify. It is a word, but he didn't use it in the right context. Very interesting, very interesting tape. Again, I just love how up themselves these people are. It's absolutely fantastic. The kind of the people they bring in are just like, you know, doesn't matter who they bring in and compare themselves to. They're just better than everyone. They're just better than everyone. It's great, isn't it? Anyway, we're going to move on to another person. This guy's called Richard Woods. He is probably my favourite character so far. He is absolutely hilarious. He looks kind of like a sort of extra chubby Wayne Rooney, but with a little bit more hair. You know those people that have slightly enough, just enough hair to gel? But when they gel it, it looks really thin, and they kind of put it up into little spikes. And yeah, that's what he does. So he kind of looks like a sort of fat Wayne Rooney. And when he's wearing a suit, he looks like David Brent from The Office. And he talks like David Brent from The Office as well. It's fantastic. Listen to this guy. This is absolutely fantastic.
If I was to describe myself in one sentence, it would be the best thing since sliced bread.
The best thing since sliced bread. Well, not many things in this world beat sliced bread, do they?
Okay, so my game plan, if I get selected for The Apprentice, would be to totally out-infuse people.
Out-infuse people. Now, I don't know what you're thinking when you hear that sentence, but I literally don't know what he means. That sentence just is sort of like a kind of shuts down my mind because it's so kind of mindless. I don't actually understand what he's saying. So we'll move on and see what that actually means.
I would be so bouncy, so jumpy that they wouldn't even see me coming. I'd be running around closing deals, winning tasks, whilst they're still pulling each other's hair out and trying to decide what the company name is.
So they're making a company whilst you're doing The Apprentice. So what you're actually saying is they're off doing something better than you. Is that what? I don't really understand what he's trying to say. But yeah, I like the thing, this kind of bouncy thing. I mean, Law Sugar loves people that just bounce around.
That's how I beat them. What would I do with my first billion? And my first billion, I'd buy myself a private island and I'd sit on there and I'd call it Dickie's World. Dickie's World, my name being Richard, my wife calls me Dickie, would be the most fun, brilliant place in the world.
The most fun, brilliant place in the world. Do you know what? I'm just going to write down now. Just in case he does win The Apprentice, I'm going to book a ticket to Dickie's World. I'm actually writing it down now. Book ticket to Dickie's World. That sounds like a place that you can explain well to the children. Moving on.
You could come and chill out, discuss the day's thing. Richard Branson wouldn't even have anything on Dickie's World. Necker Island. I'm perfect for this because I'm a Swiss...
Can I just intervene? Why are they always mentioning Richard Branson? Is he the only billionaire they know? Is that it to them? That's just Richard, Richard, RB, Richard Branson. Virgin Airways.
Army knife for bouncy skills, business skills, enthusiasm. I've got everything highly tuned, highly chiseled, and I will be successful. We will be the best team together, Lord Sugar. We can actually make this happen. I'm going to grow a massive, massive business, and I will. The other candidates won't even see the happening. They'll just be messing around. I'll be winning time.
They won't see. Are all the other candidates blind or something?
Fast left, right, and centre. I'm too good to not be winning this show.
Too good to not be winning this show. Well, those two contestants, as far as I am aware, are still in The Apprentice, so you can watch them every week and just laugh yourself silly. I love that so much. You know, I think I will just cover a profile every week and just talk about it because I think I always love how fascinatingly funny these shows are, how up themselves these people are. I think it's absolutely hilarious. It's brilliant. Yeah, but I want to hear what you think about the show. So tweet me out. This is LSR. Tell me what you think about The Apprentice. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose next? Who's going to go out next? And yeah, tell me what you think their business ideas are going to be, actually, because I'm interested to see what these kind of people are sort of looking to do later on if they do win the show. Anyway, right now, we're going to play a very big song of the summer. This is Creptin Conan with Freak of the Week. And after that, I'm going to be having the lovely Heather Nelson in the studio for a little chat and an interview. Go nowhere. This is LSR. Stay tuned.
She's a freak of the week. She's a freak of the week.
Was it on that beat? Oh.
Last night I had two bitches. Vegas swears always getting real. Something sexy about them pretty keeping her bitches. They just seem to show me what I feel. Let your body see. I said she freaking on me. The way she move that ass to the beat. Now everybody see. She's the freak of the week. You got your body speaking to me.
Step, step, step to the party like a OG. Party jumping, neighbors can't go sleep. Now the neighbors trying to call the police. Fuck the feds. Say you a freak, show me how freaky. And she got moves like Bad Gallery. Said he hit it right, go ham when he tapped that. Your last 10 seconds, man, you a Snapchat. Hit it in a car, hit it in a house. Hit it in a bath, hit it on a couch. Meet me outside, jump in a ride. If she ain't mine, then she probably will come holler at me.
I'm a graduate. Okay, how much long gonna take?
got a man, you don't seem sure. Showing off your skin, I wanna see more.
Take it down.
We could take a little detour. Have you ever ate McDonald's on a G4? You got the keys to my peace, to my beep beep. They ain't doing it right, come and see me. I can tell that you're freaky, and I know you ain't shy like Chief Keef. I can see you got your eye on it, Big batty girl, come whine on it. Big T girl, where your ass at? She can't believe that I asked that.
Grab your waist. Okay, how much long gon' take? I wait, came with that nigga. No, you should be my bitch. See, she is a freak of the week. The way that body's speaking to me. Now everybody, see, she is a freak of the week. You got your body speaking to me.
On @ThisIsLSR. Yes, indeed, you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. My name's Dominic Moffat, and you just listened to Freak of the Week by Crept and Conan. And right now, I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Miss Heather Nelson.
Hi, guys. Like, I don't normally sound like this. I went too hardcore. Karaoke.
I didn't plan this, but this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you've essentially kind of lost your voice.
Yeah, so, you know, guys, it's not what I normally sound like, but it's entertaining to listen to. I can't even control it.
What were you singing in karaoke that made you so...
I sang Wannabe by Spice Girls, and
you just really went for it and tore your vocal cords.
Like... And then, like, a Hunter Hayes, I only sang two songs, and, like, I sound like a goose. I don't know how like real singers do it. I mean, just listen to me. Okay, so what have you got lined up for me, by the way?
What have I got lined up for you? I thought I'd just do a general interview about who you are.
Oh, okay.
Because,
cool.
You know, obviously you're a well-known person in the union. You're part of Alice TV, part of LSR.
Oh, this is exciting.
Talk to me. Tell me, what do you do on Leeds Student Radio?
On Leeds Student Radio, I have my own show tomorrow at 4:30, and it's called Europop. So I'll be playing like European songs, like pop music. I'll probably play more songs so you don't have to hear my voice like this. And then obviously with LSTV, the student TV, I'm coach producer. So I do loads of stuff, like tomorrow we're interviewing Girls Town, stuff like that. So it's really exciting.
Excellent. So yeah. Big roles at the union. You were also in a show last year with Lia Hepburn, as I remember. I went on that show.
Yes, you did. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Yeah, okay, it was great. Cool. It was one of the best shows I went on to, I remember.
Thank you. That was called Nostalgia Night, and that was like old songs. Like, what theme was it when you were on it?
I have no idea. I'm not
gonna lie. Idea. It was,
but I do remember that.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, this time you're just going to be sticking with Europop.
Yeah,
songs.
Maybe next semester might bring back Nostalgia Night. Depends. We'll see.
You know, you never know. Maybe it's not a good idea to revive your old things.
No, sometimes it is. You had that experience, didn't you?
You know, I had a chance to bring back Don't Use the B Word this year. I thought, keep it under wraps.
No,
let it stay in its grave.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't revive.
Don't bring back the zombies. Anyway, you're going to stay on for a little bit because we're going to do a little bit of a quiz in a minute. Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be daunting. It's going to be kind of talking about digging up corpses. It's going to be to do with a lot of skeletons in your closet, actually.
So, okay.
Do you feel that kind of pit in your stomach now? The butterflies going, like, what has he found out about me?
No, I've never murdered anyone, so.
as long as he doesn't know about that, it's all good. Yeah, stay tuned right now for the quiz I'm going to do with Heather Nelson. Make sure you tweet me at This Is LSR. Tell me about what you're doing tonight on Thursday. Tell me about The Apprentice. Tell me about anything you like. Right now I'm playing the track of the week as chosen by the LSR playlist team. This is Sometimes by Kiko Bunn. Yes, indeed, that was Sometimes by Kiko Bunn, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
All right, here's my question. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search
Leeds Student Radio
on Facebook.
Yes, indeed, I'm back in the studio with Heather Nelson.
I like that last song, it sounded like Bob Marley.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah, that's been chosen by our music team. That's kind of an up-and-coming track of the week type song. Right now, I'm going to play a game with you, Heather.
Oh, I'm really excited.
This show has kind of developed into something that's kind of very self-reflective of me.
Okay.
So, you know, I started the show with an interview of myself, done by myself.
Oh, that's personal.
Yeah, it's quite personal. I learned quite a lot from it. So I thought I'd do a game about how well you know yourself.
Oh, okay.
Usually people on radio will be like, oh, it's funny to dig up people's old statuses and just
talk about them,
right?
Oh, no.
But I thought, why don't I dig up some and ask you whether they're yours or not? So I've got five statuses here, and you have to tell me whether you actually did them, whether these are Heather Nelson's words on Facebook. Okay? Yeah? Think you know yourself well enough for this?
I know I was a bit of a cringe back in the day. So So
understatement. No, joking.
Okay, right.
Right, you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm going to start with my favourite. This is my favourite. This is my best one ever. Okay, right. Was this your status, Heather Nelson? Okay. Why have two foreigners added me on Facebook when I don't even know them? Pedos.
I swear that's definitely me.
No hesitation.
I feel like that was me.
That was you. Do you reckon? Are you sure?
I think,
yeah. Back in 2009?
2009. Yeah.
If you've just tuned in, she's not like breathless of shock. It's just her voice.
You make me doubt myself. But yeah, I think that was me. I was quite racist. That's so nasty of me.
That is true.
That
was you.
Now I'm just like on Tinder. I only like love heart the foreign people. So I've changed.
You only love heart the foreign
people.
You
know, people. Like swipe.
You there just to like welcome them to the UK.
I've changed my perspective since.
Okay, right. Number two. A musical one. This one's from 2010. So obviously you display your love of pop stars on Facebook quite a lot back then.
God, back then, yeah.
Yeah. So this one just says, I love Jason Derulo in my head, XD. I so want to see him live. XD was the smiley face thing.
See, I know that I like tweeted like, well, Facebook song lyrics about Jason Derulo, but I don't know whether I said I wanted to see him live, but I feel like I did. Because I am a big fan, but I've never seen him live. No, I'm going to say that was me.
You're going to say that was you?
Yeah.
Okay, and from 2010.
I know I did a status saying in my head with like the 8 symbol.
That little 8 symbol, do you remember that was a little thing?
Oh my
that said
yeah, that
was the lyrics.
Like, I'm a send it.
Right. Okay, number two, is it true? It isn't true.
What? Oh
it's
my
not
God.
True, I made that one up. See, I was trawling through your Facebook trying to get a feel
God.
For the status that you would put.
I'm so predictable.
I did see a lot about Jason Derulo. So I thought
yeah,
if I did anything
Jason
about Jason Derulo, you'd just be like, yeah, that's definitely me.
I'm sure I put something about Jason Derulo It Girl last summer.
Okay.
But yeah.
Your love for do you still have a love? Do you still hold a flame for Jason Derulo?
Oh, gotcha.
Of course.
Obviously.
Do you know, in my house, me and my housemate are like our rooms back onto each other and our beds like back onto each other's wall, onto each other next to the wall. And we've agreed that if we ever think there's a burglar downstairs, we're going to tap on the wall, but in the style of Jason Derulo. So we're going to go, Jason Derulo.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to be our little code in case there's a burglar.
That's brilliant. I don't have a code. I need
think
one,
of a
though.
Code. Think of a code.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on to question three. This is another great one. Okay.
Okay.
So did I make this one up or not? These new privacy settings are kind of pathetic. I mean, we know we're careful. Why can't you trust us, Facebook?
I don't think that was me.
You don't think that was you?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, do you not remember the outrage of the early teenies when people were angry at the Facebook privacy settings changing?
See, I didn't care because my mum just went on and changed my settings. I didn't even know there was privacy settings. That's why two foreigners added me. So I'm going to say that was not me.
No, you're going to say that was not you?
Yeah.
You're wrong. That was you. That was you. That was a direct quote from you.
Seriously, I feel like.
Do you even know yourself?
I don't think I do. I don't think I do anymore.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Maybe this voice is me transitioning to another person.
Maybe you're going to morph into another being.
Yeah.
With a scratchy voice.
Forgot the past memory.
Okay, right. Number four. My mum tells me Eclipse is on the TV on the plane. Gonna watch it. I'm going to give you a bit of context here. This is around the time that you said you were going to New York back in like 2011.
Yeah. That's definitely true. Because we got on different flights because my dad messed up and we had to drive home. So then only two of us could get on the flight because we missed it. So my sister and my mum went and me and my dad were still at home for 2 days. But I know, it's the worst story.
Oh, Daddy Nelson, what are you doing?
But I remember my mum saying she watched it.
So you got to watch Eclipse and that was obviously good.
Yeah, I watched some baseball film.
Okay.
While someone fell asleep.
You know, Eclipse is the only Twilight film I've ever seen, so I can relate to Eclipse.
You know what? It's actually the best one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got to see that one anyway. Yeah, you are, in fact, 100% correct. That
oh,
was
yeah.
One of your statuses.
Twilight fan.
Okay, final one. So you've got two right, two out of four. If you can get this one right, you're swaying to over 50%. You're hitting kind of a decent
Has anyone
mark,
actually got 100% yet?
This is the first time I've done it.
Oh my god, that's so special.
So you're on the leaderboard at first anyway. God, you're going to be first for a week. So.
Oh my god, that's the best thing. Okay. It's going on my CV.
Right. Number five, the last one. Some boy just said I was the next Taylor Swift. Lol, so happy now. And snow, yay, smiley face.
I can't remember anyone saying I was the next Taylor Swift.
You would have remembered that, wouldn't you?
I would have remembered that, yeah. Because it would have been like, yeah, I don't know.
But then again, you always did mention when there was snow.
I love the weather. I'm going to say that just was not me.
That wasn't you. Very, no. Are you sure? You're very definitive in that.
Yeah. Because I would, if someone said I was an ex Taylor Swift, let me just say I would be here.
That would be so.
No offense, I would have taken those dreams and gone.
You could have taken those words the rest of your life.
I would have been on the X Factor.
Right, okay, excellent.
Is that true?
You.
Or not?
It was actually false. I did make that one up.
Yay, so I got like.
You got 3 out of 5.
Oh my god.
That's not a bad score.
That's not bad.
You are at the top of the. What's your status?
What's my status?
What's your status, Houston? Mm-hmm. Houston, what's your status is what I'm going to call it. You're at the top of the leaderboard.
That's so cool.
So Heather Nelson, you can establish yourself right there. I'm currently running out of time. I've run over a little bit. So apologies for that. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Make sure you tune in next week for more of me and possibly a guest and some more amazing features. Maybe we're going to throw in some pranks and stuff like that. Some other stuff. I've been a little bit lazy this week. It's been a kind of cobbled together show. But hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. Watch The Apprentice. Have a good day. My name's Dominic Moffat and I've been with Heather Nelson.
Yay.
Bye.